From WABE in Atlanta, this is Closer Look for Friday, July 26th. I'm Rose Scott. The program has only been around for 8 years, but for the second year in a row, Kennesaw State's music and entertainment business is recognized as one of the top music business schools in the country.
We're held in the same regard as a Berkeley, which I highly respect, UCLA, NYU, amazing institutions. So to be named in the same company as them, huge honor, and it's just literally a dream come true.
So we'll take a visit to Kennesaw State. Sunny skies at 85 degrees. Welcome to this Friday edition of Closer Look. I'm Rose Scott. We'll begin with this. Closer Look continues right here on 90.1 WABE. Of course, Atlanta's choice for NPR. I'm Rose Scott. And of course, that is Sir Elton John, who once said, quote, "Music has healing power. It has the ability to take people out of themselves for a few hours," close quote. Indeed, I do agree. And speaking of music, what do you know about the Joel A. Katz Music and Entertainment Business Program at Kennesaw State? Do you know? Well, for the second year in a row, it's recognized as one of the top music business schools in the country, as ranked by Billboard. Surprising, maybe, but the program is only 8 years old. And as director Keith Parisi told me when Closer Look came for a visit,
it's literally just a mark of all of our hard work, not just me, our students, my team, our program coordinator, our associate director, all of our faculty. We're new. We're a toddler, basically. Well, we're 8 years old. We're a little bit more than a toddler. And we've all been working really, really hard. And I mean this for the sake of the students, because everyone up here has been in the industry, knows how difficult it is, but also knows about all the opportunities. So, being recognized at this level is just, not only is it a huge honor, but it's just something that shows how, and I instill this in the students as well, how important it is to brand. We're lucky enough to have Joel Katz's name involved. I take that very seriously. The students do as well. And to be thrust onto the national stage, I'm also an alum of Kennesaw State University, so I'm very proud that we're held in the same regard as a Berkeley, which I highly respect, UCLA, NYU, amazing institutions, that some of which have been around for, you know, many, many, many years, and lots of respect there. So to be named in the same company as them, huge honor. And it's just literally a dream come true.
And to be 8 years old and to be mentioned among those legendary institutions, someone listening says, well, wow, you guys are doing something right then. But do you gauge that based on what they're offering and what you all are offering? Or?
Well, I think it comes from, you know, me. I'm almost the poster child of this program. It's kind of what I was looking for when I was a student here back in the late 80s and early 90s at Kennesaw State. We were just a little commuter college then. And I always wanted to know, how can I break in? How can I do this? And thankfully, people like Joel Katz, even back then, helped me just by, you know, paying it forward. And this is how we can help you. And that's really the spirit of how the program was started. Also, being 40 miles north of Atlanta and all these opportunities, the best thing about Kennesaw State University, they really are student focused. And that's why I got into education. They've allowed us to really expand upon that and find the best opportunities for our students. We're very proud. We just got back from our sixth annual study abroad trip to London. That is literally a dream come true, and we'll have students talk to you about that. It was just an amazing thing, and doors that have been opened up to us, to Sony and Universal and Abbey Road Studios, thankfully from Joel Katz and many other friends and colleagues. So this university has allowed us to be kind of like a small business within the university system, and our students benefit. You know, they have to do the hard work as well. It's not easy, but we're able to open up the doors for them and really show them the inside of this business, which truly you can do for the rest of your life. I've done this my entire life, and I'm in the pay it forward part of my life, and this university allows us to do that. And the other distinctive thing you should know, we are a music and entertainment business program, which is great because we do film, TV, video game, as well as music. And you don't have to be a musician or actor to join the program. I've done both and did great at both of that, but it's really the business side. We proudly report to the Coles College of Business, and I am an entrepreneur myself, business person. Yes, I was a creative for a long time, but if there's not that business component, then it's really kind of a hobby, right? And our students get that. When Joel and I were putting this thing together, we were looking at, 85% of these careers are non-performing. So if you are not a performer, actor, musician, that's okay. We can help you. We are the only one that I know we're open to all majors. So any major can join our program. And I think that makes us distinctive. And when we had the opportunity to submit to Billboard Magazine, it's an extensive process. It's you have to submit. It's like a final thesis of everything we've been doing over the last 8 years. And thankfully, they recognized us with everything that we've been doing, which is very student focused.
Do you think that sets you apart also?
I think all the programs out there, everyone we're named along with, is obviously very student-driven. That's why they are who they are. Berkeley in particular, we're friends and colleagues with them. They're kind of our...
But you have to audition for some of these schools. If you have performance, it's a little bit different here. You welcome all, right?
That's exactly right. I'm glad you brought that up. I have lots of respect for the School of Music, and I was a musician for many years, but even at the height of my playing, I'm not sure I could have passed a School of Music audition. I'm not sure. I was a rock and roll, meat and potatoes bass player, right? Three chords and the truth. You know how it is. We do get a lot of music students, but it was more that business focus. And, when I first started doing this, I started touring when I was 14, and my dad said, look, it's the same contract that our students sign, like no drugs, no alcohol. You're going to keep it real. You're going to keep your business straight up. You're going to treat it like a business, And from day one, he said, if you treat it like a business, it's going to be your business. And that's exactly what happened. And that's I knew how to teach it that way because that's how I was brought up into it. And it was always very true. It's all those cliches, the harder I work, the luckier I get, all of those things. And that's what I knew. So that's what I taught. And one distinctive thing was I knew, being, again, the poster child of this. Also, I had changed my major 5 times, much to the chagrin of my parents. And I was trying to be all things. I said, is there any way to open this up to all majors? And at first they said, well, that would be 12 tracks. And I said, oh Lord. And then we narrowed it down to 4 tracks, and it works. And literally any major can be involved with it. Because if you think about it, entertainment and music really touches all careers, even healthcare. And that to me has been our big distinctive point. And also, if you are a musician, actor, of course, we can help you. But if not, and if you've been maybe an accountant or finance major and you've wanted to work in this industry, huge demand for that, especially with film and TV and video game now in our state.
Let's talk about those 4 tracks. What are they?
So basically business majors, Bachelor of Science, which is a little bit of everything. We get a lot of communication majors. Which here is a Bachelor of Science, but that also covers, your traditional sciences, human sciences, and then there's art and music. So we were able to narrow them down to that 4, because at first we had 12 tracks, which I didn't want to make it that confusing to advise students. And it works really well that way, and it adds on to any major, so you can be any major, and you can definitely finish KSU in 4 years and add this on.
You mentioned that back in the day, one of the biggest things you wanted to know was, how do I break into the business? How do I get into the business? Is that still the same with the students today?
Absolutely. It's always a surprise to them when I try not to be this guy back in the day and when I was their age, but I have to say this one thing. There was no internet back then, and that surprises all of them. And that is a true statement.
No internet.
Can you believe it? And now the students almost have too many options to be able to communicate, obviously with social media, email. God forbid if any of them have to answer a telephone call, And so it's some of the art of communication. What we're doing right now is being lost because you can kind of hide behind texting and whatever else. So we really try to focus on developing the whole social animal, the whole human, because it is really soft skills, especially in our industry. You have to learn how to network, and a lot of them don't realize them. You know, a friend of mine who is a famous jazz musician said, I think this is like an improv networking class, a lot of what you're doing, because you have to talk to people. It is a people business. But yes, it is still that same way. It's just how you do it now has changed a little bit due to technology, but technology can be a bit of a curse. You know, it can work for you. It needs to be pure and real. And I just try to stress more than anything out of this place, especially with my name and Joel's name and the university's name, is genuine, authentic, because nobody can argue with that.
Well, I want to get to the programs in just a second, but I want to talk about the faculty and staff. Is there something unique, special that you look for in faculty and staff if they want to be involved in this department?
Absolutely. Great question. My associate director, Danny Howes, and I have known each other for almost 30 years. So that was, for me, someone he had not been in education before, but he had worked for Apple, famous producer, famous guitar player, played with a lot of people. I won't name drop here, but very, very talented guy. What Danny and I call, you know, he and I were very similar. We were both touring musicians and knew each other for many, many years, helped each other out. That healthy competition, that's kind of what we strive for in our program, too. And when I got this job, I just said, I need someone who I know and trust and genuine, authentic. There are those words again. And it was Danny. And he was at Apple. And I said, I got to steal you away. He said, really? What are you talking about? At the time, he lived in Tucker. And I said, Come see this. If you know, we can build this thing together, and it's worked really, really well. It shows the power of two. He's literally my right hand, and I'll talk about the London program that we do together and many other things. Then our program coordinator, Haley Kate Dakin, who actually is an alum of our program. She was on our first London study abroad trip, and there was an opportunity to open up, and she knew us very well, and I've never looked at an alum of the program to work at us, with us before, but she was one of those standout students. With the rest of the faculty, we have faculty in audio production, film and TV, script writing, all the business courses we teach, and we're expanding to others. It's, again, that authentic thing. Students in particular can read between the lines, and if somebody, and I'm also looking for what I personally call real world practitioners. Yes, they have to have a degree of a certain level, but have they done it? Has it been a real hands-on application of it? Because if it's someone that has a degree in something that they did many, many years ago and it's not up to the minute, our students will see right through it. And I will too. And we have to, our job is to stay at least, you know, three steps ahead of them on technology, new trends, all that. Also, we are very fortunate. Some dear friends of mine, the Zach Brown Band, two of them, John Driscoll Hopkins and Coy Bowles, are dear friends. And we can't thank them enough for being our artists in residence. And they're as real as it gets. I mean, you can ask them just about anything about their life and how they've gotten here and what they've done. And again, when they tell their story, it's just pure, good old-fashioned hard work, you know. But it's, our slogan is where passion meets success, and if you're passionate about it and you work hard enough, you've got a great shot.
Let's talk about facilities, because for a moment where we're sitting having this conversation, it looks like a really cool, very inviting and living room. And if people don't know, because Kennesaw State is in a very, looks like a very residential, all these trees and everything.
We're lucky. Our campus is beautiful. You're right. It feels very residential. We're actually sitting in a house. It was a home that it's a lot bigger than it looks. And I'm all about vibe. When I was making records, and the gentleman that produced all my records, Rodney Mills, legendary guy, he was really into vibe. And that's, you know, it is, again, the people business. And I'm big about vibe. Where we're sitting now is in a comfortable kind of den, and the students use this to collaborate, talk, or if we have a guest speaker or faculty member that want to come in and sit and talk, that's where most of the real business happens, the real conversations, the real aha moments. And We were lucky enough to get this space because it is that every day, 24/7. I love it when it's packed with students and like Grand Central Station in here. And it's those moments of connecting that we try to foster here. Also, ideation and creation in our business, I instill in the students, if you're not able to create and kind of give ideas and show some worth, yes, you've got a degree now, but what else can you do? What can you do for the company, and why are you going to be a value add? And this space in particular allows for that. We have a audio and video production studio that is very conducive to the students to learn, not only from faculty, but also from each other.
That's in this building.
In this building. We actually, where we're sitting now, converts into sort of a venue nightclub monthly, where we have our students in the program. We call Me Bus Mixers. They call us Me Bus here. Get on the Me Bus. And we highlight talent only in the program. There's great talent all over KSU, but if you're in the program, it's one of the benefits. We pay for food and soft drinks, and literally in this room, we make it into a venue, and it's an absolutely amazing, safe, fun place for the students to hear from each other. And again, it goes back to me. I remember going, I just want a place to perform. You know, and sometimes it's just that. You know, and maybe, you know, the millennials are, a lot of them are afraid to fail, which is true of most young people. But here I'm like, you're not going to fail. Just try this stuff out in front of people, you know, and in front of your family. I call this a Me Bus family. And it's great. And you may have an aha moment in front of your friends and family. And you're just like, wow, that was great. And, you know, hopefully one day that somebody will launch out of here and remember when they played in this little living room. And it's all about humble beginnings, and I really truly believe in that. And where we are now, it's a wonderful place. We have plans for expansion. You know, we're always trying to grow everything we do, and hopefully we'll be able to do that soon. But there's a special vibe in this place, and the students feel very comfortable here. It's very open and inviting, and that's what I think half of academia needs to be. So I try to have that free thinking, because that's truly the hardest part of this business, is to really create from nothing. And that's the most exciting part of it, too.
My name is Danny Claycott, and I am a rising senior at Kennesaw State University. And my major is public relations, and then I am in the Joel A. Katz Music and Entertainment Business Program.
Now, full disclosure, because before we went on the air, and I asked you what your concentration was, and you told me, and then you said, but I went to London. And I'll let you pick it up.
Yes, here. So there has been a lot of realization thanks to London. As I said before, my major is public relations. However, I did find a love for marketing. I've been finding it throughout the program here, for sure, our MEBUS program, as we call it. We do a lot of work with marketing artists and companies throughout our courses, so I've always felt a strength in that. But it was really reinforced on our London trip. We went to Universal Music Group, and we got to hear from the head of their international marketing department. And that was the moment when things just kind of clicked. You know, people always ask you, what do you want to do, like, in regards to your major? And it's always been a really tough question for me, because I have so many passions in so many various aspects of the industry. So trying to think of just one spot to put myself was really difficult. But the way that the head of their international marketing department described her job really just brought all of my passions together. I mean, she works directly with artists to figure out their appeal, their brand, figure out how to market them, and then works with local record labels, international, to figure out how to market to those specific audiences all over the world. So bringing together that love for working with artists, furthering their journey, marketing, and then traveling really is also a love of mine. It's just, it was a really big moment for me.
I imagine another big moment for you was when you got into this program. What led you to MEBUS?
So I actually grew up performing, and it was a really hard decision for me not to pursue that. But I ended up going in to school as a journalism major at first. And
now, wait a minute. You were a journalism major, and now you're going into marketing. What happened, Danny?
I no, everyone always jokes about how many times they change majors, and I was like, ah, that's not going to be me, because from, it was, seemed like from eighth grade, I was like, okay, I think I want to do journalism. And then, yeah, here we are. So I started out with journalism. I felt like I wanted the ability to be more creative. And it was in a writing for public communications class that I found that I liked writing for public relations better because it allows a little more of that creativity. And then I was sitting in one of my general communications courses, and Keith, the director of our program, actually came in to speak to our class about the MUBIS program. And it was right then and there that I knew, you know, something clicked in me. And it really all just made sense, you know, before being on the performing side of the industry, I would be able to use all of that knowledge and all of that passion and put it into the business side of the industry and have so many different opportunities to make a career out of that. And that realization was really special.
Keith talked about this program, you know, obviously being student-focused and student-driven, but he also talked about the intimacy. It's like a family, too, for the students and the faculty and the staff. Do you feel the same way?
Absolutely. You know, even if we're not having class, there's always people sitting, you know, in the kitchen, in this living room. And I think that does come from the emphasis that they put on just being comfortable in this space, because it is a people business, you know. We're all working together, and then forming those relationships, becoming a family, just, you know, fosters creativity even more. We've got aspiring attorneys, aspiring artists, aspiring managers, everyone here to play a role in the music industry. And it was funny because there was actually a moment in London. We were at Sony Music, and all of us were kind of sitting at a table after hearing from their head of A&R, their head of insight and data. And each of us at the table kind of knew at that point, like, they had seen what role they were meant to play then. And we all kind of looked at each other, and just there was a general understanding of we need to start something. You know, we need to really start collaborating when we get back to the States, because it just seemed like it was meant to be.
I do want to go back a little bit, because you mentioned that you thought maybe performance was going to be your thing. What? But singing, instruments? What are you going to be doing?
I have a background in musical theater. Yeah. And regular theater as well, plays.
So what's next for you think?
Oh, boy, that's a great question. You know, I still have one more year with the program, and that brings endless opportunities, honestly. We do externships each semester with the program. So Keith puts in a lot of work to figure out, you know, what the best placement for us would be. You know, we have to put in the work ourselves interviewing too, which is great real world experience. But he really takes the time to set up an externship that can cater to our skills and kind of put us on a path for success. So after realizing that I have a passion for marketing, really, I'd be excited to explore some various externship opportunities in that realm.
Well, I was a little upset that you let journalism go, but after hearing your story, I'm okay with it.
I'm sorry about that.
Dani, best of luck to you. Thank you so much for sharing your story and continued success.
Thank you so much for having me.
Keith, I'm going to come back to you, because what do you make of what Dani just said?
Wow. It just, again, it goes back to all the hard work that we're all doing. We're in it together, you know, and we get to see these students, you know, from discovery to when they get that real aha moment. Candidly, a lot of times it is in London, but there's a lot of, you know, daily aha moments here. So I'm lucky in that, and I'm lucky that I'm able to foster that kind of environment. And it's just, I feel like I was put on this earth to do that. And I did also, like Dani, you know, I was a performer, a musician for a long time, and that was great. I wouldn't change it for the world. It's my PhD. Joel calls it the PhD in streetology, and that was great. That was a great learning thing. I toured the world and with a lot of great people. But yeah, now to be able to pass it, to pay it forward, and to see students. I've never won a Grammy. I do a lot of work with the Grammys, but whenever I get one of the students in a job of their choice and what they truly love, I feel like I win a Grammy.
As we wrap up, I want to talk about someone. We've been mentioning their names frequently throughout this segment, but we haven't really talked about them, and that is Joel Katz. Tell our listeners how important he's been for this program.
Joel Katz is an absolute amazing human being. That we would not be sitting here right now without him. If you don't know, he's one of the biggest entertainment attorneys in the world. We're very lucky to have him as our namesake and main benefactor. What he does for this program is truly immeasurable. Opening up doors to places like Danny had mentioned at Universal in London, Sony. Anytime I'm struggling to find an opportunity for a student, he's right there. And this is a busy man. He started 50 years ago with James Brown. Willie Nelson is still a client. Jimmy Buffett. The name goes on and on and on and on. The better question is, who doesn't he represent? He has built an amazing firm called Greenberg Traurig. International. He travels internationally. But also the fact that he takes what he's doing and with our program extremely seriously, and creating the next generation of people that want to make this their full lifetime career. Our mission statement, he wrote it, and it's true, and it's in his heart.
Is it a bad thing if the music and business entertainment program got too big for you all with more students, because you focus so much on the intimacy of it and the fact that you have a small number of students that anyone can join?
That's a great question. We've been growing a lot, and Joel and I in particular have talked about that too. And I personally, with him, we discussed, you know, high quality, not necessarily high quantity, even though we're we're turning into both. Personally, my personal mission is, I don't ever want to be the director that doesn't know the name of every single student that's in here, what they're doing, what their challenges have been. Otherwise, I feel like we're not. I treat students like customers, and I've been very customer-based my whole life. Growth is exciting, but it needs to be managed growth. And again, I don't want to grow too far too fast, because we'll kind of miss the prize, which is really the job placement into the jobs that they really want, and the discovery, and being along the ride with them and knowing all the, I call it failing forward, all those experiences. And then we go back and you look with the student, like, look how far you've come in 2 years. I don't want to get rid of that experience. That's why I'm in education.
And finally, traveling all over the world, playing with some great folks, but then being part of this department, can you weigh?
Yeah, I get that question a lot too. I was very lucky. I started, like I mentioned, very early playing music. My parents were great people. I had to prove to them that it wasn't a passing fancy, and it wasn't. It was purely in my blood. It saved my life. I used to stutter, and Mom read something about Carly Simon singing her words to her mom, and so music literally saved me from that world.
Keith, thank you so much for taking the time. We really enjoyed our time out here. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And hopefully the traffic won't be bad at all going back home. Thanks for coming all the way out to Kennesaw.